Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome to another episode. This is Jeffrey Maynard. Hope you're having a great day. It's almost the end of the year and it's been a good year. 2019 has been a really good year. I mean, I don't know if you can hear, but my daughter is in another part of the house, and I'm just grateful. I mean, to even have a daughter is, you know, it's a blessing, and that's something that we have to be cognizant of, that, you know, regardless of how small your house is or big your house is or small your car or bank account or whatever it is, it's important not to be discouraged by looking at what you don't have, but to be encouraged by looking at what you do have, and then working on, you know, achieving the things that you do want in your life, you know, by God's grace. And someone that I've known for a long time reached out to me today and was asking me about business ideas that they have and that she has, and she wanted to know what to do with which, and so on and so forth. And I remember something that has really helped me, that the Lord ministered to me and has really helped me with regards to picking what the right business is. And I believe that there are businesses that are a perfect fit for the kind of person you are, based on your experiences, based on your skill sets, based on the things that you like, the things that you don't like, the things that you believe should change in the world. There are businesses that are perfect fits. And I remember some years ago, I went with a friend who was making, you know, some good money in agriculture. I mean, now looking back, it wasn't that much money, but I think he made $7,000 in, I don't know, like a month by doing 5 hours of work, right? And he made the money with yam, doing something with yam and some other stuff. But I wanted to, you know, make money in that area, so I chased, you know, business in that area and so on and so forth. But I realized later that it wasn't fulfilling. I wasn't enjoying it. It was stressful. It was, and not necessarily physically stressful, but mentally. And later, what dawned on me was that it wasn't the right business for me. You know, I was talking to a friend recently. We're talking about founders who have defined the businesses that they are in. Apple was the perfect business for Steve Jobs because of the kind of person that he was. Microsoft was probably the perfect business for Bill Gates because of the kind of person that he is. Uber was probably the best perfect business for Travis Kalanick because of the kind of person that he is. I mean, how many people can build a business that is going to war with cities and so on and so forth and still succeed to do what he wants to do? It's not easy. And I mean, I hope the current CEO is able to stay longer, but I'm sure he's going through a lot of struggle. But it's important to ask yourself the question that what business is the perfect fit for me? I mean, if you could look at yourself, you know, from outside of your current circumstances and resources and so on and so forth, then just look at, if everything was perfect, you know, what would be the perfect business for you? And for some people, it may be a business where you get to sell, you know, cars, but also get to have like car shows, or a business where you get to work on, you know, apps, but you on the product side, not on the engineering or marketing or sales side. You know, maybe a business in the fashion industry where you are the one who is investing in, you know, founders instead of actually making the clothing. You know, you could be like Francois Arnault. You know, you can have a holding company that owns different brands. It could be anything, but the thing is, you have to find the business that's a perfect fit for you. And if you can't find one, you have to make the business a perfect fit for you. I know of founders who, the only thing they founded was a holding company, and they have hired managers to run the different businesses that they own. And this is, you know, pretty common, but it's not something that a lot of people think about. And you don't have to do everything in the business. Maybe you are, when sometimes I even say, look at CEOs. There are CEOs who are management style CEOs. There are CEOs who are sales driven CEOs. There are CEOs who are operations driven CEOs, like Tim Cook. And there are CEOs who are technology driven CEOs. So even though they have the same title, the proclivities or the kind of person that they are matters in the role that they are in. So if you are, you know, in the on the fence, or if you're trying to pick between two or three ideas and you don't know what to do, ask yourself that, what business is the perfect fit for me? Like, if I could give myself a business as a gift, what kind of business would it be? What would I be doing on a daily basis? You know, and like, for someone like me, it has to be a business where I can coach and train and fund, you know, founders. So that's, you know, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm working on right now. And, you know, it could be something in 5 years or 10 years or 15 years, but do the thing right now that's, it's a perfect fit for you, and start working towards it. If you have to read books of people who have done that, find the books, find YouTube videos, find podcasts, and you slowly start to recognize the things you like and things that you don't like about business. And the things that you don't like about business are probably as important, if not more important, than things that you do like, because it helps you to pick what you want to do. For example, when I was doing research on investment kind of businesses, you know, there are accelerators, there are PE firms, there are VC firms, there are all kinds of, you know, companies, banks, and so on. But each of them have a different role, and each of them have different things that they can do. Like, a bank can give a loan, but they may not, you know, give a convertible note, you know, or maybe a VC would give equity, would give equity financing, but may not give a convertible note. You know, all of those nuances matter. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. And I hope that the Lord makes this year end beautifully for you, and that you are blessed in every single way. All right. You can reach out to me at Jeffrey Maino on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And growingstartup.com is up again. I'll be putting more posts there. I'll probably even be putting the podcast there as well. But we'll see. All right. Bye-bye.